This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Now, let me ask you a question. How many times have you watched the TV, listened to radio, surfed the web, and something pops up that catches your curiosity? Something about technology, about science, about medicine, about the future, and you're all alone. You have no one to talk to. It's just you and the internet, you and the TV set. Well, here's your chance to talk back. Here's your chance to give me a call. Why don't you call me at 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Fantastic. Why should we scientists have all the fun? The number to call is 612-564-8135. You know, sometimes I'm talking to people and they say, well, you know, I have a question, but, you know, it's kind of dumb, kind of stupid, so I don't want to get on national radio and have people laugh at me. Well, look, chances are, if you have a question, chances are thousands of other people have that same question. No matter how dumb it is, somebody out there probably has been thinking about the same thing. So why don't you give us a call? And again, the number is 612-564-8135. And no question is too dumb to put on national radio. As I mentioned years ago, there was a 23-year-old gentleman who had to go home because there was a disease affecting his university. He had a lot of free time. And one day he was walking down a country road and he saw an apple fall. Well, nothing strange about that. And then he looked up and he saw the moon. And then he asked himself a question which changed human history. And that question was, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Now, that's a stupid question. That's the question that even a child would be embarrassed to ask. Does the moon also fall like an apple? Well, that young gentleman said, yes, the moon is also falling. It's in free fall, just like the apple. And then he went out to try to calculate when this moon would fall past the earth. And then he realized that, gee, the mathematics of the day were not sufficient to calculate that. So he said to himself, I'm going to create a new mathematics. That new mathematics was called calculus. That man was called Isaac Newton, the greatest scientist of all time. And looking at a child's question of the falling moon, he was able to get the law of gravity and able to work out the majesty of the universe itself. Every time we launch a space probe into outer space, it's compliments of Isaac Newton's laws of motion. You know, we can shoot a space probe right through the rings of Saturn. That's how accurate the laws of Isaac Newton are. And we can do that because a 23-year-old gentleman asked himself a simple question. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Well, you can ask that question, too, by calling 612-564-8135. And go to my website if you want to find more about Science Fantastic. The website address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It lists four of my New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, that is, humanity in outer space as we conquer the universe. Also, The Future of the Mind, talking about inner space. grace, telepathy, telekinesis, mind reading, dreams, all that discussed in my book, The Future of the Mind. In Physics of the Impossible, I talk about time travel. I talk about teleportation. All the stuff you see in Star Trek, and in parallel, and also in The Physics of the Future, I talk about robots, jobs, the economy, who will have a job in the future. Okay, well, let's move right on now and take the first listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku, Albert here in San Jose, California. Listen, I heard you on another show via YouTube. That's how I catch your programs, and you were talking about laser projection. That's something new. I never caught that, to where they actually can project the digitized person through space at the speed of light, and that makes a lot of sense to me. Can you just go ahead and elaborate more and more and explain it more to us? Would it be our conscious, or would it be just the copy that you would be able to transverse these vast distances? Thanks a lot, and have a good day.
Yes, in my book, The Future of Humanity, I talk about something I call laser porting. Well, first of all, believe it or not, we're gradually going to the point of digitizing the human being. That is, creating a digital copy of ourselves that lives forever. This is sometimes called digital immortality. For example, when you go to the library today, you take a book out about Winston Churchill. In the future, near future, you will talk to Winston Churchill, because he's been digitized. Everything known about him, his voice, his writings, his speeches, his personality, his quirks, his stories, everything known about him has been digitized, and you'll talk to a hologram, a holographic image that looks just like him, talks like him. And look, I would love to talk to Einstein. I would love to have an opportunity to sit down and talk to a digitized version of Einstein that has all his writings, all his thoughts, all his tapes, everything, his books, his theories, all of it contained in a digitized image, which is animated, talks just like him, looks like him. In fact, one day, you may be digitized as well. All your credit card transactions, all your Instagram photographs, everything known about you, your voice, your jokes, your past, what people say about you, digitized, and this is going to happen very soon, not decades into the future. Eventually, we will have the Connectome Project where we will digitize the human brain. Already, we've digitized the brain of a fruit fly. We know that a fruit fly has 100,000 neurons in its brain, and we've digitized it. How do we know? Because we sliced up, believe it or not, we have sliced up the brain of a fruit fly, analyzed the connections, reconnected the neurons in a computer, and we recreated the brain of a fruit fly, 100,000 neurons. Now, our brain is more complicated. We have 100 billion neurons, not 100,000 neurons. But one day, that'll be digitized too. Now, what do we do with it? First of all, when you die, all your thoughts, memories, personality die with you. However, if you've been digitized, that digital version lives forever. And what do you do with it? Well, one thing you can do is to create a library of souls, whereby you can talk to people who died hundreds of years ago because they've been digitized in the past. So your great-great-great-great-great-grandkids may be able to talk to you, their ancestor. Now, what else can you do? Another thing you can do is to shoot it into outer space. Information can be placed on a laser beam. Laser beams can be shot to the moon, where in 1 second, you are on the moon. I repeat, 1 second, you, quote-unquote, are on the moon. Your personality, your thoughts, your dreams, everything on a laser beam shot to the moon. In 20 minutes, you're on Mars. In 8 hours or so, you're on Pluto. In 4 years, you're on the nearest star. No problems of weightlessness, radiation, accidents, meteorites, No, none of that. You simply hop into the laser beam and you emerge on Mars. Well, let's take a short commercial break and I'll talk about whether this already exists. Maybe the aliens have already done it. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call and be on National Radio.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, if you want to get on national radio, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can listen in by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We've archived many of our previous shows, by the way. And you can also find references to my four New York Times bestsellers. Well, before the commercial break, we had a question about laser pointing. How do we reach the stars without a rocket ship? Well, rocket ships are clumsy. You can have accidents, radiation, meteorites, and it takes forever to reach outer space with a rocket ship. Why not do it on a light beam? That's what I call laser pointing. One day we will digitize the human body. Everything known about you will be digitized. We can put that information on a laser beam, like we do on the internet, shoot it into outer space. 1 second, you're on the moon. 20 minutes, you're on Mars. In 4 years, you're on the nearest star. This is the most convenient way to conquer the universe. Now, once you laser port to the moon in 1 second, you download your laser information onto a mainframe computer. Then the mainframe computer controls an avatar which is a robot that looks just like you. The only difference is that it's super handsome, super beautiful, and it is immortal, and it has superpowers. You become Superman and Superwoman on the moon. This means you can explore the universe in an afternoon. Think about that. 1 second you're on the moon, 20 minutes you're on Mars, you can easily explore the solar system in an afternoon. Have breakfast in New York, have lunch on Mars, have dinner on Venus, and come back for dinner back on the planet Earth. Sound preposterous? It is well within the laws of physics. Now let me stick my neck out. Let me stick my neck out now. I think that this may already exist. That's right. This may already be a reality. Perhaps aliens from outer space, more advanced than us, have already created a highway, a laser highway containing millions of souls that are being laser ported across the galaxy at the speed of light. And then the question is, are we smart enough to even know about it? Are we smart enough even to know of its existence? And the answer is no. We are so primitive. So primitive that right next to us, there could be a superhighway of alien souls being laser-ported across the universe, and we're too stupid to know it. But think about that. If you could laser-port yourself across the solar system, you could journey to many asteroids, many planets, just in an afternoon. On each asteroid, each planet, you would have superpowers. You wouldn't have to breathe the air. You would be able to lift objects that are extremely heavy and perform feats like Superman because you would be robotic. You would have the body of a robotic avatar, but look, just like you. So you would never know that it's not really you. And then the question is that really you? Well, to paraphrase Bill Clinton, it all depends on how you define you. How do you define you? Are you nothing but a biological entity? In which case, we're talking to a tape recorder. Or are you the sum total of all the information known about your personality, your wants, your dreams, your desires, your history, your personality, your friends, all of that digitized? So the question is, what are you? If you can be digitized, it means you can live forever. You can travel the universe by laser beams at the speed of light, and how long would it take from your point of view? It would be an instant. You simply get on the laser beam, and immediately you wake up on the moon, you wake up on a distant star, you wake up in another galaxy. All of that complements of the laws of physics. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yeah, this is Reg Proctor calling from Tempe, Arizona. And I have three questions. The first one is, people say you can't, with entangled particles, you can't have instantaneous information transfer. And the likening to it is that, well, then you have to tell someone you looked at it, and that information has to go at the speed of light. What if, on each end, people had an agreed time, maybe like a heartbeat, right, which is happening every second or something, that a particular particle is going to be looked at, then you wouldn't have to transfer that information. Could you then be able to one end look at what the other end did and transfer information faster than the speed of light? That's my first question. In other words, the timing being pre-agreed might get around having to send that information. Secondly, I know this might be a potential Alternative to string theory, so I don't know if you actually want to answer this, but have you ever looked at Garrett Veese's EH theory, which he quaintly terms an exceptional theory of everything? And if you have, I was just curious if you have any thoughts on it. I think it's quite interesting, but obviously it's nowhere near fleshed out enough to be mainstream at the moment. So those are my three questions, and thank you very much for your radio. I love listening to it, and I'll be listening for long into the future.
Okay, well, let me take a crack at some of your questions. First of all, we get a lot of questions about entanglement, so let me explain how that works. First of all, it was Einstein himself in 1935 who published a paper trying to destroy the quantum theory. So Einstein said, let's take, for example, two particles of light, two photons, two electrons, two anything, and put them very close together so they vibrate in unison. So we have two waves describing two particles vibrating together in unison, then separate them. According to quantum mechanics, an invisible umbilical cord emerges connecting the two, such that if you jiggle one electron, then the other electron senses that instantly, faster than the speed of light. In fact, you can separate these two electrons by a galaxy, so that at one point in the galaxy you jiggle it, and the other electron on the other side of the galaxy instantly senses it. So, aha, said Einstein, this violates relativity, therefore it's wrong. So Einstein relished the idea that the EPR experiment, Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen experiment, destroyed the quantum theory because information was traveling faster than the speed of light, and Einstein said, ha! Nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Well, sorry about that, Albert. This experiment has been done. And it turns out Einstein was wrong. Sorry about that. There really is something which goes faster than the speed of light. But you know, Einstein has the last laugh. That's right. Einstein still has the last laugh. Wherever he is, he's grinning someplace, because you can calculate the rate at which his information is traveling. And even though it's instantaneous, the information is useless. It is useless, random information. You cannot send Morse code. You cannot send a television program. You cannot send the internet on this device. So Star Trek fans, of course, would love to have a device that allows you to contact Federation headquarters at the speed of light. And they think that maybe entanglement will do it. Well, on Star Trek, they talk about subspace. Subspace communicators allow Captain Kirk to talk to galactic headquarters at the speed of light instantly. Faster than the speed of light. Well, sorry about that. It turns out that quantum entanglement does not work faster than the speed of light for usable information. Now, here's an example. Let's say you have a red sock and a green sock, and you put one sock on red and the other sock is going to be green. You got that? One leg, you put a red sock, and the other sock you put a green, or vice versa. Let's say one day a friend of yours does this, putting on socks, and you lift up one pants leg. It is green. Now, what is the color of the other sock on the other leg? Well, obviously it's red. Any idiot knows that, right? Now, the question is, how fast did you know that? Once you knew that one sock was green, how fast did you know that the other sock was red? Well, instantaneous. Einstein would say, aha, this did travel instantaneously, faster than the speed of light, but it is useless. Random, useless information. So sorry about that. You cannot go faster than the speed of light with information. Einstein has the last laugh. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate voted not to call witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, ushering in the final phase of the proceedings with an all but assured acquittal next Wednesday. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, called the failed motion to call witnesses a grand tragedy. The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban by restricting travel from 6 additional countries, citing security risk, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania joined 7 other nations, 5 with Muslim majorities, that were already part of the Trump administration travel ban announced in 2017. All of the newly named countries have a Muslim population of over 35%. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, the lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and listen to previous shows of Science Fantastic. And before the break, we had a very interesting question. First of all, information. Can information travel faster than the speed of light? Well, the answer is yes, but It is useless information. It is gibberish. It is random information, not usable. That is, you cannot send Morse code. You cannot send tomorrow's stock market quotations. You cannot send tomorrow's Wall Street Journal via quantum entanglement, which does send things instantaneously, but is useless. Random information. Sorry about that. So if you're a Star Trek fan, we still don't know how to make a subspace communicator that allows you to talk to someone faster than the speed of light. Now, the questioner had yet another question, and that is, well, he knows that I work on string theory, which is the leading candidate for a theory of everything, but he asked, what about another theory? Well, I'm not familiar with the theory that he mentioned. However, let me say this. So far, scientists agree that the unified field theory, that is, string theory, seems to work. It's very hard to test, in fact, impossible to test with today's technology. It predicts many universes, not just ours, so there are criticisms of string theory. But what about an alternative? To my knowledge, and correct me if I'm wrong, to my knowledge, there is no alternative. All the other proposals, including things like loop quantum gravity, do not give you a theory of everything. So what is the bottom line? What's the problem? What is the bottom line for a theory of everything? A theory of everything is actually quite simple. It has to include two things, just two things, and you too could claim to have a unified field theory. First, it has to include the standard model of the quantum theory, with all the quarks and all the mesons and all the leptons. All of that has to be included in the standard model in any unified field theory. It is a theory of almost everything. Second, it has to include gravity, a quantum theory of gravity. If you put these two together in a finite form, you will be recognized not just as a Nobel Prize winner, you'll be recognized as the next Einstein. So far, the only candidate is string theory, though it is not testable, and especially with today's technology, maybe tomorrow's technology, but not today. And so far, there are no other alternatives. All the other so-called alternatives have either shown to be incomplete or mathematically inconsistent. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor. My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Hungary. So, after thinking about Fermat's principle, I got a question popped up in my mind, which is, how does light know which is the shortest way to take? Thank you, and I'm really a big fan of yours.
Well, a call from Hungary. That's one of the advantages of being on the Internet. You get instantaneous communication around the world. Well, first of all, we have something called optics, a theory that was worked out by the Arab and Greek astronomers centuries ago. And one of the principles of optics is that light takes the shortest path between two points. Now, here's a question that is sometimes given to high school kids. Take a mirror. Oh, we have another short commercial break that we have to take, but after that, we'll ask a question. Does light always take the shortest path between two points? Well, once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on national radio and ask a question that's always been bothering you, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from. And perhaps you can ask that question, make that comment, and get your thoughts heard on national radio. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question that came in, and that question comes from optics, that it's a theory of light, which we teach here at the college. And that is, well, light. Why does light take the shortest path between two points? If I have point A and point B, and you ask, what is the shortest path between point A and point B? It would be a straight line. Now, let's say you take a mirror, and you have point A above the mirror, and point B a distance away, but also on top of the mirror. And a light beam goes from point A, bounces off the mirror, and then hits point B. And then the question is, what is the shortest path between point A, the mirror, and point B? Well, at first you may say to yourself, that's really hard. I mean, you would have to draw all the light beams that go from point A to the mirror and point B. Well, no. Get a sheet of paper and draw the mirror, a straight line. Draw two points next to the line on the right-hand side, point A and point B. And then draw a line that goes from the point A to the mirror, bounces off the mirror, and goes to point B on the same side of the mirror. You may say to yourself, well, that's very difficult. How do you calculate the shortest path between point A and point B? Well, what you do is you get a mirror and simply draw the mirror image on the left side of the mirror. So point A is now has a mirror image on the left side of the mirror. Point B has an image on the left side of the mirror at all. Now draw a straight line between point A and the mirror image of point B, and bingo, you have the answer. It is a straight line. A straight line that goes from point A through the mirror to the image of point B. So light really does take the shortest path between two points. Why? Well, that's the principle of optics, but it also comes out of something called Maxwell's equations. You see, the laws of light obey an equation that is well known, has been known for 150 years, and it's called Maxwell's equations. Maxwell's equations are so powerful that they're used in lasers, in radar, in telescopes, microscopes, you name it. Anything involving electromagnetic radiation is described by Maxwell's equations. In fact, Maxwell's equations are so powerful that Einstein was able to extract from it the consequences of light traveling at the same velocity in any inertial frame. And that became the basis of relativity. And so the reason why light behaves the way it does is because it obeys a higher equation called Maxwell's equations. Now, this means that other particles have their equations as well. The electron has its equation called the Dirac equation. The Dirac equation allows you to calculate the properties of electrons anywhere in the universe. The Dirac equation. And then the question is there an equation which describes all particles? That would be the unified field theory. So far, the only theory which allows you to describe all particles by an equation is string theory. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. This is Paul Yazdani. I listen to you on the podcast on the internet, and I live in Bel Air, Maryland. My question is regarding electromagnetic waves. I understand the electromagnetic waves propagate through space at the speed of light, but how about magnetic waves alone? Namely, when you turn on an electric magnet and pulse it, does the electric pulse travel at the speed of light? I thank you and have a great day.
Well, the answer is yes. Both electricity and magnetism travel at the speed of light. In fact, what was the breakthrough that Maxwell made? One of the greatest breakthroughs in the history of all of physics is when Maxwell realized, I got to take a short commercial break. Well, after the break, I'm going to talk about one of the greatest insights in the entire history of physics. An insight that led to Einstein's theory of relativity. An insight which is unfortunately very not known by the average person, but which makes possible many of the wonders in your living room. And once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Before the break, we mentioned that something happened about 150 years ago, one of the greatest insights in the history of physics took place. What was that? Well, first of all great scientists have had that flash of insight which changes human history. One of the greatest insights of all time took place when a 23-year-old gentleman by the name of Isaac Newton, a young student at Cambridge University, watched an apple fall. He saw the moon, and then he asked that key question, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? And from that, he got the theory of gravity, the theory of mechanics. Einstein, when he was 16 years old, had that similar insight when he asked himself a simple question, can I outrace a light beam? The answer to that took him 10 years, and he created the theory of relativity. Well, there's another great insight done by James Clerk Maxwell of Cambridge University in the 1860s. Most people don't know this insight. What he did was he calculated the motion of a moving electric field. Like you take a rod, electrify it by rubbing it, and wave it. It creates a wave. He calculated the fact that that wave creates a magnetic disturbance, and that magnetic disturbance then creates an electric one, and it goes back and forth, back and forth. So an electric disturbance creates a magnetic one, creates an electric one, creates a magnetic one, dot, 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 dot. And he realized that what you get from this is a traveling wave. Then he calculated the speed of this traveling wave, and he was floored. Absolutely floored when he discovered that the speed of vibrating electric and magnetic fields is the speed of light. And then he made that prophetic observation, this is light. What is light? Ever since humans first opened their eyes, we've wondered, what is this mysterious thing called light? Well, it was worked out by one of the greatest insights of all time when James Clerk Maxwell, calculating the speed of vibrating electric fields and magnetic fields, found out that both of them vibrate together at the speed of light. And then he made one of the greatest insights of all time. This is light. That's what light is. It's an electromagnetic field. And by calculating the speed of it, Einstein was able to realize that that speed is constant in all moving frames. That gave us special relativity, which in turn gives us the atomic bomb and the energy of the stars. That's why the sun shines. Amazing. Simple insights. Insights that in principle children could have propel human history. Unfortunately, the only people who don't know this are professional historians. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call.
My name is Ozma Cunnington, and I'm calling from Chehalis, Washington, and listening to North Carolina's WSTC 1010. And the question I have is, the dinosaur bones and things they find on Earth, could those have been in matter that they built the Earth with and never really came from our Earth? Thank you very much, and I love your program. Bye.
Okay, well, I didn't quite understand the question you raised, but let me try to answer it. First of all, the dinosaurs ruled the Earth for about 200 million years. We humans have only been on the Earth for about 100,000 years. But the dinosaurs ruled the Earth for 200 million years, and they suddenly vanished 65 million years ago. And we think it was an extraterrestrial object, an asteroid or a meteor, which hit the Earth and created a cloud of debris so great that it blanketed the sun, dropping temperatures around the planet Earth so that plant life would die, plant-eating dinosaurs would starve, and meat-eating dinosaurs would also die as a consequence. So even though the dinosaurs themselves came out of the Earth, came out of debris that made the Earth, an object from outer space destroyed the dinosaurs. And then I think what you're getting at is then the question is, well, where did the dinosaur material come from? And that also originally came from outer space. Because where did the Earth come from? To the best of our knowledge, the Earth is about 4.6 billion years old. The Earth and the Sun and the planets were formed out of the same protostar, and so the whole solar system was created about 4.6 billion years ago by the accumulation of dust, which eventually accumulated rocks, and these rocks collided with other rocks and meteors that eventually gave us the Earth. Now, we can actually see this process in outer space by looking at baby planets in formation. We can actually do that now by examining baby planets in formation throughout the universe. We see that the basic pattern is the same. First, you have a dust cloud, a spherical dust cloud, which will eventually become the sun. As it collapses, it forms a disk that is rotating very rapidly. At the center of the disk, you have the sun, and then the planets are condensed out of the disk. The planets then form out of the condensation of the disk by random collisions of debris getting larger and larger. Eventually, gravity takes over, so these planets begin to gravitationally attract other large objects, and you get collisions, and that's where the Earth came from. The dinosaurs came from that, but the dinosaurs themselves were eventually wiped out by another piece of debris. So our solar system is not fully formed. That is, it's in a continual process of formation. We still have the debris left over from the ancient solar system, and that debris is potentially dangerous. For example, it wiped out the dinosaurs. And as I mentioned in my book, The Future of Humanity, unfortunately, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And because of that, they're not here today to talk about it. We do have a space program. And so perhaps one day we may be able to avoid the fate that afflicted the dinosaurs. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.